This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Lamed Daled. We're in the middle of Siv Daled. Mechaber said, Lo yaniach shnei hazugas b'kisach. He should not put both pairs of tefillin in one bag. Why? She'ha'echad mehem huchal v'asar. And one of them is not holy, and you cannot put it in the tefillin bag. Eliyasa shnei kisin. You should make two pouches. V'simen l'chol kis, with a simen on each bag. Shalitin eshel zebezeh. Not to put the wrong pair of tefillin in the wrong bag. In Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yurches, the Mishnah Berurah explained this, talking about where you prepared and set aside one bag only for one of them. But if you made it originally to put both, you're allowed to. Then the Mishnah Berurah said, in the talis bag, you're allowed to put both of them, even without a tick, because the talis bag is meyuchad even ledivrei chayil. Siv katan chaf, hu chayil. One of them is chayil. Umemela da asur lahach lefakisim. Memela, you cannot change the bags, because you're going to end up putting a chayil pair of tefillin into a holy bag, and you're not to use a holy bag for a chayil pair of tefillin. V'kol shekein habatim v'haretzuais v'haparshis. Certainly you can't exchange one bias for another, or one strap for another, mishal rashi rabbeinu tama yibcha. Because if you're going to use, let's say, Rashi Ritzuais for Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, it's a problem. Because if, according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin are choil, so you can't use the holy straps of Rashi for Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Now, v'im lo hinicham adam e'olam alav, l'shem etzas tefillin. Let's say it was just designated, but it was never worn. Yuchal ha'chlifan, you're able to switch it. The Dirshu brings then Sim Membez, Shulchan Aruch says that so long as you don't put on tefillin, it's only considered hazmana, and we hold like Rava and Sanhedrin, hazmana, lav milsa here. Regarding using it for a strap for a pair of shoes, so we said earlier, in Siman Lamed Beis of Kadon Chavav, that's usur, because hazmana leguf hakadusha is hazmana, at least regarding that you can't use it a tashmish chayil. Okay, we continue in the Mishnah Berurah. Vim hinicham, okay. Vim hinichan adam alav afil pamachas l'shem mitzvah tefillin. If somebody wore it even one time for tefillin, v'hayu mesudar na pidas echamehem, and it was arranged according to one shita, Rabbeinu Tam Rashi, asur l'hachlifan shavachar kach, you can't change it. You can't change it. Why? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi is chol. According to Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam is chol. Vafilum hisna alein meikar lachlifan kishayirza. Even if you made a tanai that you could switch it when you want, loy mahani demikoydesh lachol loy mahani tanai. From something which is holy to something profane, a tanai does not help. He explains in the Dirshu that the Bir Halacha says later on Simen Membez that in kedusha itself, a tanai does not help to be able to use it letzarach chayil. Since we don't know if halacha is like Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam, one of them is chayil, you can't make a tanai. Well, if this is holy, well, I'll do it for the other one, even though it's chayil. You can't make a tanai in kedusha itself. Even though Rabbi said, we know that there are situations that you could make a tanai. The Gemara in Megillah says that batei kneisiyah shebabavel al tanai heim asuyam. So there, Tosfos says, because ultimately the kedusha will be paka. So there's some kind of leniency in the kedusha fundamentally, but in something that has a full-fledged kedusha, you can't make it tonight. Kasav aprim agadim de matzarut suais. If you find straps for any adam him shal Rashi or shal benotam, yuchal hanichan leparshia shal Rashi. You could put them, use them for Rashi tefillin. Deruba menichan shal Rashi. Aye, they might be Rabbeinu Tam, and now you're according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi is chol. most people put on Rashi. Vanan Srilan Gam came to Rashi Iker. And even if it's Rabbeinu Tam, Malin Bakoidash, you could go up in Kedusha. Va'ayim bever hita bever halacha. So it seems like to go from Rashi to Rabbeinu Tam, that's okay. Aye, what do you mean? But the Mishnah Berurah said on the second line that Batim, Ritzuais, Parshiais, you cannot change from Rashi to Rabbeinu Tam. Why not? Why don't we just, we have a svara here. Malin Bakoidesh. So you say, well, beforehand it's talking about you want to switch from Rashi to Rabbeinu Tam, and then you're going to go back. But maybe you could permanently switch from Rashi to Rabbeinu Tam. Or is the pshat that you could rely on the Rav, that it's probably Rashi, and even on the tzad, it's Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, that's only a very small concern. So that's, since that's not likely, then you could rely on Malin B'Kodesh. But to straight up switch from Rashi to Rabbeinu, from Rabbeinu Tam to Rashi, maybe you can't do that. You can't just rely on the svar of Malin B'Kodesh. It's only in conjunction with the fact that it's probably Rashi anyway. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. V'yesh min ha'achorim shemakilin yoiser. Some achorim are even more mekel. Dil didan, the servim derashi ikar v'chanal yuchal hachaf v'lito ritsua mishal rabbeinu tam l'rashi kishein lo yacheres avol mishal rashi rabbeinu tam also lito b'chal gavni. I mean, that's basically what we just said. That according to what we just said, some achorim are mekel more. So the question is, why is this more of a kula? I guess because of what we said. If you find something where it's probably Rashi anyway, so just use it for Rashi. You can't use it for Rabbeinu Tam, because you can't go down, but you can use it for Rashi, because if anyway there are those who are lenient that you could straight up take from Rabbeinu Tam for Rashi. V'im nizdamein, shahoitzi kish Rabbeinu Tam tchila, what if, okay, so you have two bags. You have a Rashi bag, you have a Rabbeinu Tam bag. And you took out your Rashi, you took out your Rabbeinu Tam tefillin first. So should you put them on first, or should you put on Rashi first? Maybe you should put on Rabbeinu Tam, because anyway, Malin B'Kodesh Emerida. No, Ya'avirem, you should be Maver Ala Mitzvahis. Kiladidan, because for us, Rashi Iker, V'loi Havibaze in Maviren Ala Mitzvahis. This is not considered in Maviren Ala Mitzvahis. That's not considered ein mavir on ala mitzvahs. To go from Rabbeinu Tam to Rashi, you're not being mavir on the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam is not a mitzvah. It's not. You're not even allowed to put it on unless you're muchzuk or mefursim b'chasidus. So it's not considered ein mavir on ala mitzvahs. K'lididon Rashi yikur v'lo yhabez ein mavir on mitzvahs. Afal pichen l'charchilo yizor shelo yavoy l'kach. You should be careful not to come to this. B'chol amoyed ein lohaniach shel Rabbeinu Tam. On Chol Hamoed, you should not wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Sounds like you should wear tefillin. Avada, that's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah, that you should wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. What? Does that mean the Chafetz Chaim wore tefillin on Chol Hamoed? Of course he wore tefillin on Chol Hamoed. The Chafetz Chaim, of course, Paskins, you have to wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. But on Rabbeinu Tam, not. Why not? That's the big question. Why should you not wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin on Chol Hamoed? It says in Prima Gadam that there she quotes, because the Zayar is very machmer that you're not allowed to wear Tefillin on Chol Hamoed. By the way, until they found the Zayar, it was pretty widespread to wear Tefillin on Chol Hamoed. Those who do not wear Tefillin on Chol Hamoed, it's very much based on the Zayar. So even though we do wear Tefillin, says the Prima Gadam, it's enough that we wear Rashi. And he says it's a sex faker. Maybe the halacha is like Rashi. And even if the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, maybe you don't have to wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. I would humbly add another svara, and that is very simply that how are you going to wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam on Chol HaMoed? One of the main reasons to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is the Zayar, but the Zayar says you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So you can't. How do you? You can't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on Chol HaMoed, since a lot of our shir, this is a halacha shir. So we see that there's a shita Rabbeinu Tam, and we don't hold like it, and you shouldn't wear unless you're muxing first with chasidus. Lamaisa, the chasidim mostly wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. The reason is because al pi Kabbalah, the Zayar says to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. But you're not going to wear it on Chol HaMoed because the Zayar himself says you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Zohar speaks very severely about wearing tefillin. Uvetisha b'av l'mincha yanichem haraitza. Tisha b'av mincha time, you want to wear it? Wear it. So you could wear only if you want to. You don't have to.
Is there anyone that would wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed that wears Rabbeinu Tam during the year?
Sure. Let's say those who are mochsuk u'mefursam b'chassidus. Let's say the Chafetz Chaim. Right? Rabbi, the Chafetz Chaim. Meaning very big tzaddikim who are not chassidish that put on Rabbeinu Tam mitzad chumra and halacha but not mitzad kabbalah. Right. It's not a common thing. But that's what the kids are. Okay, so tomorrow we're gonna start Sif Lamed Hey, and very soon we're going to do the Mishnah Soifrim, I guess, which is how to write the letters of Stam. So you want to start getting your friends, you want to let all your friends know we're going to be starting a new limud, and because the next time we get to it is going to be in like, how long? Like 15 years. So they should learn it now. Okay? It's very gishmak. How to make the letters of Stam. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Kol tov.
Recording done.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.